Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All Ireland finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run in your life, though.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.
Shannon, All Ireland final week. How are the nerves in camp? How are you all feeling?
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to it. It's been a good buzz now since semi final, but I think at the start we thought 3 weeks, and now you know it's upon us. So now after watching the men at the weekend, it nearly gets a good buzz going into now this weekend.
Yeah, of course. And just speaking of the semi final, you had a hard fought battle against Limerick, and obviously it was a great defensive display. So how important will that defensive solidarity be now this weekend?
Yeah, no, definitely. We knew Limerick was going to be a tough one. We've met them several times before, and the semi-final last year didn't go our way, so we had a point to prove to go out and, you know, beat Limerick. And no, it definitely was a tough battle. And coming into this weekend, we have a tougher battle again. We have Louth to dust down, and defence is going to be, it has to be on point this weekend. They have some sharp shooters out there, so no, definitely we're under no illusion that it's going to be an easy battle now between the forwards and backs this weekend.
Yeah, of course. And last year you lost at the same stage against Limerick, and then you lost the league semi-final again against Carlow, and then lost the final against, was it Antrim in 2022. What will that be like for girls coming in with the experience of having played in Croke Park and also having to come back off a few of those losses? What's that like for the group?
Yeah, well, that's a lot of losses there, so hopefully there's a lot of lessons to be learned. We have a lot of players in there that have been here before, and we've a lot of players that haven't, so just probably try to get the point across them that, you know, it is another match and to not like let it consume you and to enjoy this weekend. But no, we're looking forward to a challenge now this weekend.
Brilliant. Yeah, and just the backdrop behind you there, lovely Croke Park, looking great after the weekend's games. What will that be like for the group of girls to go out and play in Ireland's most prestigious Gaelic ground?
Yeah, no, it's very special. It's obviously at the start of the year, it's every team's dream now to reach this weekend and play in Croke Park. So no, we're looking forward to it and really excited to get running out in the pitch now on Sunday.
Brilliant. And obviously you're going to be leading the team out. What does that mean for you to be captain that group of girls and to lead Fermanagh ladies out now on Sunday, All Ireland final day?
Very special. I feel very privileged, especially with the group of girls that we have. For me probably to be singled out as captain is very, very special, because it could have been four or five of them definitely could have been named it as it. So no, it's very special.
Brilliant. And do you feel like an added responsibility since you've become captain to sort of bring on the younger girls or to try drive them on anyway? Like, how do you approach the sort of captain role?
Yeah, I'm probably maybe not your ideal or your normal captain. Maybe I wouldn't be extremely vocal, but I keep things calm and probably with the younger ones, probably try to bring them in. But no, I'll be probably hopefully sharing my experience of, you know, previous years that I've been there and lessons that I've learnt, and hopefully, you know, they can pick up on that as well.
Brilliant, Jen. A lot of captains lead by example. Anya, so your last junior final in 2019, you managed to win it, and then obviously you got relegated last year, and you spoke about the disappointment that had on the group and different things. What would it feel like now to be able to bounce straight back up to intermediate and take home this junior title on Sunday?
Yeah, look, like I've probably said before, that it's, as soon as we got relegated last year, there was one goal amongst the team to get straight back up. Look, no different. It's a day out in Croke Park. It's a final. It's a massive opportunity to showcase how we can perform at a higher level, to be able to, I suppose, on live television, that you are able to play like a team, to showcase exactly what we are and how we want to play. And look, I think it would mean everything to the girls within the camp to progress.
Brilliant, yeah. And it's a bit cliche, but they say goals win games, and you scored a very crucial goal in the semi-final against Carlow. How important do you reckon goals will be in this fixture this weekend?
Yeah, look, you look at our results, from Anna's results, there's been goals across the board from both teams, of course. Look, and even see the game just gone on Sunday, the difference of winning and losing was the goal. So look, I think if you can kind of cancel that out, probably one of our first games there on Sunday was, we didn't concede a goal, or sorry, on against Carlow, we didn't concede a goal. And look, that was the main driving factor. Like, as soon as we got our goal, Carla went down the pitch and Nira scored, and Rebecca pulled off a fantastic save, which probably was the changing of the game and built the momentum. So things like that can change momentum, and it's a matter of, if possible, trying to cancel it out as best you can.
Brilliant, yeah. And how important will that defensive sort of block at the back be this weekend against a team like Fermanagh, who are known for, as you said, like putting goals in the back of the net?
Yeah, oh, huge. Like, and again, you look at their forward line, you look at the players they have, they're exceptional footballers, no doubt about it. But look, any time any player on our team, the defence, have been asked to do a job, they've implemented it perfectly. And look, we can only hope that they go out on Sunday, but you know, it's going to be a test, and look, ultimately both teams are looking forward to it.
Yeah, of course. And if I'm not mistaken, you're a performance nutritionist as your day job, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Just what do you reckon the effect is, the sort of importance rather of sort of fueling for especially young female athletes in sport? Obviously I think it can be seen as a small matter at times, but I think it's much a bigger thing, if you want to comment on that.
Yeah, look, a lot of the time, and I kind of see it a lot, players sort of consider, they wake up the morning of a game and they eat a big bowl of carbohydrates, for example, and don't really focus on the rest of the week or the rest of you know, the day before. And especially, look, I see it a lot within female players, especially. There's no real, I suppose, focus on the nutrition element. But look, maybe I'm biased in one sense, but of course, I think it's a huge part to play. You can see the difference between a player that's fueled or a player that's underfueled, and how they're performing, if they're performing week in, week out. So, look, I think from our standpoint, look, we have that kind of knowledge and understanding around how to fuel, how to implement, how to ensure that we're performing week in, week out. And look, I guess that's kind of the difference between, it's not just a sense of focusing on the day of a game, it's a case of focusing on, since the last game we played, that recovery element, that training, the recovery and so on. So from that standpoint, it's so important, no different to your training. So look, it's something you're in control of. You can control what you eat, you control the hydration element, and look, that's sort of the prep and planning that goes into this week.
Brilliant, yeah. And how do you feel that it's impacted your game? Obviously you have such knowledge of sort of the nutrition side of things, and I think it has such a big impact on your performance. How have you felt that it's impacted you and your sort of ability as a player, fitness wise, speed wise, agility wise, everything?
Yeah, look, I guess from an individual perspective, I look kind of back on the years I was probably, you know, under fueling, wasn't really sure what I should be eating, and over the course of the last couple of years, you know, I've been able to, I guess, been lucky enough with injuries, you know, having missed a whole pile of games, like, and I think you kind of forget about that part of it, in terms of injury prevention and making sure that you are recovered, that you are well fueled. And it's just been something, I suppose, from my own standpoint in terms of fitness, I've seen that improvement over the course of the last couple of years, with implementing the nutrition element of it as well.
Brilliant, yeah. And obviously this Sunday, leading your team out in Croke Park, one of the biggest stadiums in the country, what is that like for you, and how do you feel that that's coming up now this weekend, the possibility of winning a trophy?
Yeah, look, I think and it was probably highlighted on Sunday, that when you're a kid, when you're young, you have that dream of lifting a trophy or captaining your team. And if that's something that can happen on Sunday, look, it would be just a really proud moment for myself, for the team, for your club, for your family. And look, I just hope it's something that I can showcase.
Brilliant, yeah. And obviously the men were playing here a few weeks ago, just narrowly lost out to Donegal in the quarter final. What would it mean for Louth and the LGFA and the ladies team in Louth to win this weekend and get back up to intermediate for next season?
It would be massive. Like, I think, you know, we've sort of had that kind of coming up and down over the course of the last few years. Look, from 2019 to last year, we were competing at intermediate level. You know, we had gotten to two quarter finals, missed out on semi finals, you know. So it's a sense of, we know we're capable of it, but it's just a matter of actually going out and doing it, thinking about the goal that we set out as soon as we did get relegated, that we wanted to get back up, that we do want to progress. And as you said there, like, you look at the men and what they've done in terms of progression, and for ladies football within the county, I think it would be a massive stepping stone. Like, our minor girls have won the Leinster C title this year. Trying to bring those girls on to allow them to play at a higher level, so it would be absolutely fantastic, and what we want as a county.
Brilliant, Anya, thanks a million. Okay, so Eveen, You spoke recently about double headers and how you think that that could be brought into the women's game to try and increase attendance. And obviously, we had in 2019 there was about 56,000 at the game between Galway and Dublin. Do you think that we can maybe get a crowd like that this Sunday and try promote the women's game a bit more?
Yeah, like we're hoping for a big crowd. It really makes a difference. Like we played Tipperary this year in the league, a double header with our men and Roscommon, and like we won that game by a point. And like the home support that day, like was really, really good. And I think it did help us over the line. So the more support ladies football can get, the better it is for the game.
Yeah, and exactly. My next question was going to be about that. The effect that you see, sort of the changes being made in the game to increase sort of the media around it and sort of people attending games and stuff. Have you felt that that helps the team when there's sort of that added support?
Yeah, it does. I think a lot of it is people knowing about the games. Like the more coverage of the game, the better, because the thing is, like, the ladies game is improving, the standards are quite high, and if people come and see that, you know, that's all you sort of need, is that first game to sort of see and get interested in it.
Yeah, great. And in 2018 obviously you had intermediate success before. Do you reckon that'll stand to a few of the more experienced girls in the team to be able to sort of bring the younger ones along and help them along the way during this final?
Yeah, hopefully. Like we're really lucky to have a few them girls there that have, you know, been there, like won the trophy, experienced it on the pitch, so hopefully that will stand us and we can look to them.
Brilliant. This is your second year of captain, if I'm not mistaken, for Tyrone. How have you felt that extra sort of added responsibility from the team to sort of drive the girls on and help the younger girls come in and develop them within the group?
Like being captain's obviously lovely. Like it's a privilege, and it's a really nice group of girls and management to captain. But I think like we've leaders all over the pitch, you know, that way. So it's not just, you know, it's not just yourself that you're under pressure. And ultimately, like it'll be a team performance that wins us the game on Sunday.
Brilliant. Yeah, there was a point between the teams when you played in June. How do you feel like that you can switch that up now this weekend? Do you reckon it could be turned your way this time?
Yeah, well, we'll hope that we've learned a good bit this year. Like we've had some ups and downs right there. We've had some really good performances and some disappointing ones. So we hope that we can learn from them and hopefully bring that on Sunday.
Brilliant, Jen. Just final question: what would it mean for you and the girls and the whole county of Tyrone to bring home that trophy now this Sunday?
Yeah, it would mean a lot. Like it would be obviously a great day. Like it's the stuff you sort of like think about and dream of. And I suppose watching the men's game at the weekend would get you really excited for it as well. So yeah, hopefully.
Brilliant. Thanks, Millen.
Thank you.
So, Michelle, how are you feeling ahead of this Sunday's clash against Tyrone?
Yeah, really excited. The nerves are building, the excitement is building, so the whole county is buzzing and we're buzzing. So, yeah, we're really, really looking forward to it. So.
Brilliant. So, Johnny Garrity, obviously, your manager, he's a native Tyrone man, so it'll be a different one for him this weekend. He talked up in your last game about your attacking style and how you didn't really convert as much as you wanted to. Have you been working on that in training in recent weeks?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, we didn't really convert what our capabilities were against Wexford at all. We got across the line just about, and yeah, it was something we've been really focusing on now the last 3 weeks of training. So hopefully now it'll be different on the big stage out here in Croke Park.
Brilliant, Jen. Also, the turnovers you had against Wexford were absolutely amazing. You had some amount of turnover and great defensive display from you. Is that something that you're going to have to try and implement against Tyrone's attack?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Tyrone have some magnificent forwards there that'll score from any angle. That we know that. We know we have to push up on them, and our defensive system has been very good this year, and I've no doubt that it'll do the same work again on Sunday.
Brilliant. And if I'm not mistaken, this is your first time playing in Croke Park. The last time the team was here was probably 2007, I think. What will that mean to the girls, and how do you think that experience will be for them to come out in such a massive stadium and such a big crowd?
Yeah, it's going to be huge for the girls. Like just having one player on the team that was on that 2007 team, and then two girls from Ballinmore that were here in December, so that's experience that stands to them as well. Obviously it'll be different. Tyrone have the experience of playing here just this year in the league final, so it is a huge, huge difference. But the girls they're up for the challenge. They have their head screwed on. They're really excited, and you can see that the nerves are building, but they're so focused and so determined, so I know that's going to carry us through on Sunday.
Brilliant, Jen. We spoke before just about Murrin Devaney, and I was just wondering what your thoughts were on the dual sport athlete sort of dynamic. I'd say a few of your girls are playing multi-sports, being from a county like Leitrim. What's that like with girls sort of managing different training schedules and coming in to train with you and play games with you on Sundays or Saturdays?
Yeah, like as you were saying, like Murrin Devaney is probably one of a key player for soccer, for for Gaelic, for any sport she puts her hand to. Like, she's a brilliant, tremendous athlete. She can do it all, to be honest. Like, she can play in any position, and she works so, so hard, and it's evident on the field. So her training schedule probably is just hectic with Sligo Rovers and with Leitrim Ladies, and then her club Manorhampton as well. So she's put everything she has into this, like, and just to keep her recovered now and recuperated for Sunday, we nearly put her in bubble wrap for the next week. But I know she's a brilliant player, and she gives it everything, whether it's soccer, Gaelic, anything. So look, the dual sport comes in handy. You've seen a few of her soccer style there in the last game as well, coming into the Gaelic set. So her dual sport is really a great benefit to her, but she's just been tremendous for us this year, and hopefully she'll kick on again.
Brilliant. Yeah, you played this Tyrone side back in June and you managed to win by a point, hoping for the same on Sunday, I'd say.
Yeah, so look, the group stages went really well for us. We proved after our league performance that we proved that we can mix it with the best teams out there in the Intermediate Championship. We know Sunday is going to be a completely different game, different stage, different atmosphere, two probably different teams even coming out against each other. So we know it's going to be a tough test. Tyrone are a brilliant team, and we know that we're going to have to be playing at our best level to contend with them, and hopefully we will, and we'll put in a good performance on the pitch, and we'll let the result take care of itself.
Brilliant. Yeah, and just for you, what's it mean for you to lead out your team this Sunday in Ireland's biggest Gaelic grounds? Must be something special.
Absolutely, it's a dream come true. It's an absolute privilege and an honour to captain the Leitrim Ladies to this brilliant stage here in Croke Park. I'm so excited, and I know that excitement now is going to turn to nerves, and then that'll hopefully turn to adrenaline, and I just hope that I can do the team proud by leading them out here, and I know that they've done me proud so far. So delighted to be from Leitrim, and delighted to be leading the team out.
Brilliant. And just on Leitrim, what would it mean for the county itself and for the LGFA within the Leitrim Ladies to take home this trophy this Sunday?
Oh, it's been a huge boost for the Leitrim Ladies so far. Like, even the group games, seeing the support we've had, seeing even the young children like playing at half time in our games, in our home games, and it's just been brilliant, and everyone is behind us. Everyone in the county, doesn't matter where you go, they're wishing you good luck. So the business has got behind us, giving us great support, and everyone, every individuals, all the clubs, everyone in the county has been brilliant, and we're just hoping that we can go out and prove ourselves and make them proud of us.
Brilliant. Thanks, Mel and Michelle. So, Niamh, we're in Croke Park, week of the All-Ireland final. What would it mean to you and to your Kerry teammates to lift the Brendan Martin Cup this weekend?
Yeah, it's just to be a massive achievement, I suppose. It's something that we've been kind of aiming for the last couple of years, and it'd just be, I suppose, just a phenomenal achievement for this group of girls that have probably worked so hard to get over the line on Sunday. So yeah, it'd be great.
And you were praised for your defensive display in the semi-final against Armagh, and what will that be like coming up against the likes of Roisin Leonard and Olivia Dively to try and nullify those threats that that they have on the opposition?
Yeah, look, at the girls will need to be in top condition again the next day, because Galway have got very dangerous forwards. Roisin Leonard can score from literally anywhere, and some of her free taking the last day was class, to be honest, to watch. So yeah, they'll need to be, I suppose, that defensive display that we showed against Armagh, we'll need that again the next day to get over the line.
Brilliant. And obviously you've lost the last two consecutive finals, but have also reached three in a row, so that's some achievement in itself. What's it been like to captain the team through those times, sort of to try get the team back again, to go again another year and try finally get the silverware that you deserve?
I suppose, again, going back, like, we've such great leaders in the dressing room that I suppose we've managed to stick together after the last couple of losses. So we'll just kind of need everyone again to step up the next day to try and get us over the line, and it'd be a massive honour then to lift the cup as captain, but it'll come down to there being leaders from 1 to 30 the next day, and I think that's something that we've kind of built on all year. There's massive leaders in the dressing room, and that's from all numbers, from 1 to 30. We just really drive each other on, and I think that's kind of evident this year as well in our kind of display that the subs have coming on.
Brilliant. Yeah, and obviously three consecutive finals, as I said, that's a great achievement for any squad. And what does that show for the sort of development within Kerry Ladies and the young players coming up, obviously having such experienced players above them that have experienced the big days in Croke Park and the big finals?
I suppose the main kind of growth of Kerry Ladies football has come down to, I suppose, what Dara and Declan have done with us over the last number of years, and then we've always kind of had an injection of young players, I suppose, coming through. And, you know, there's a lot of girls maybe 20 years of age to 22 years of age, starting the next day, like, you know, Aoife De Laine, Mary O'Connell, Sheifa O'Shea, it'll be that have started for us all year, and hopefully if they get the nod the next day, that they'll be able to stand up on the big day and get it over the line for us as well.
Brilliant, yeah. And just how would it feel for you and for all of your Kerry teammates now this weekend to be able to lift the Brendan Martin Cup? And what would it mean for Kerry ladies after, as I said, the last two consecutive years of loss and heartbreak?
Yeah, look, it'll be a massive boost to Kerry ladies, GA, and just everyone back in the county at home, I suppose, if we were able to bring back the cup. But it'd help ease some of the hurt of the last couple of years, and look, we'd just be ecstatic, like, you know, it'd be a dream come true for a lot of us. And there's a big job to be done before we get there, hopefully.
Brilliant, thanks, Ben.
Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All Ireland finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run in your life, though.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.